In our previous year, we quoted the Machlokes of Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua. What is the Chi of Simchas Yontif? Rabbi Elazar's opinion was, Oy Kula Lashem, Oy Kula Lachem. And Rabbi Yeshua's opinion was, Chalkeyu. Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem. Says the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tuf Kof Chof Tes, Dinei Simchas Yontif, Mitzvah Yontif, the Chiv and Yontif is L'chalkoi, to divide the day. Chatzi L'Beis HaMedrash, half the day for the Beis HaMedrash, V'chatzi L'Achil V'Shtila, and half the day for Achil V'Shtila. Says the Shulchan Aruch, V'ayitzamtzim B'tzoros Yontif, a person should not hold back on Atzoros Yontif, V'tzorach L'chabdo L'angoi K'moi B'Shabbos. You have to show Yontif covered and oinig, just like we show on Shabbos, as the Gemara here teaches us, that on Shabbos we have a din of oinig and simcha. The first halacha, one of the first halachas that are discussed in Hilchos Shabbos, in Simen Reish Mem Beis, which indeed teaches us the obligations as well of covered v'oinig Shabbos. So the Paiskim say, the Gemara says, Asei Shabbat Chachol v'atetztarech l'bris, that even though a person is supposed to do whatever he can to be mechabed Shabbos, if the person, this is the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins, has the ability of having food on Shabbos, and it won't require him to have to collect from tzedakah. So it's better to eat what you have and collect, not take tzedakah, versus taking tzedakah. If you have to take tzedakah, you have to take tzedakah anyway. But better not to have to take tzedakah and manage what you have. There's a machlokes ha-poskim, does that apply by Yontif as well? Tosfos in Masechet Beya, Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, Divrei Maskil Levu, paskins that the same din of Asei Shabbat Kachova Tzarech Lebrius applies on Yom Tov as it does on Shabbos, and that's indeed the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah. However, there are Achroinim, the Sfasemis, and other Achroinim that want to say that since the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is a step above the mitzvah of Oinig Shabbos, even though by Shabbos, as we just said, there's halacha, Asei Shabbat Chachol, V'atetztarech L'Brius, there is no such halacha by Yontif, and Yontif, if a person needs to be able to enjoy Yontif to collect, even if he has enough to barely manage, that's what he should do. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch, the halacha, as is paskined in Simen Reish Pei Ches, is that on Yontif, one should be careful to finish davening before Chatzos, to have it make sure that about tefillah doesn't draw out the davening, because on Shabbos, and certainly on Yontif, you're not allowed to daven longer. Rosh Hashanah is different. Rosh Hashanah, even though, as we'll discuss, there may be a din on Rosh Hashanah of Simchas Yontif, but certainly there is a chiyuv to daven, and therefore, since there's a chiyuv to daven, and the chiyuv to daven that day, it's the day that we're getting close to Hashem, certainly the halach is one should to daven longer than Chatzos. We just learned in the Shulchan Aruch that a person, Ayitzamtzim, should not hold back from spending money for Yontif. And as the Mishnah Berurah says, Shekol Mizonaisov Yitziyosov Shalodim Ktsuvim Loim Rosh Hashanah, everything a person is going to spend is determined from Rosh Hashanah, Chutz Mishchatzor Shabbos Yom Tovim, except what you spend on Shabbos and Yontif, Shem Peiches, if you spend less than you were supposed to, Peiches and Loi, from Hoisif, Maisif and Loi. And if you spend more, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays you back. The Hazanish, however, says, this rule that we just learned in Maisif, Maisifim Lai, was only said by someone who believes in it. You can't just go spend money and think that you're going to get it back if you don't believe that this is indeed the facts, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. The question is, how much extra can you spend and you believe in it and still say, Ha'isim Maisifim Lai? So Rabbi Yosef says that whatever is normal, that means whatever a person usually will do, that is something that you could expect will be paid back for. But if a person is extravagant, that he can't expect will get paid back. I saw Rav Scheinberg Zatzal says that whatever is spent at a very nice meal, that's considered the amount that you're allowed to spend extra on Shabbos and Yontif. But something that is extraordinary, that we don't say that. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, on the other hand, holds that even if a person spends, buys something extravagant, as long as he has kavona l'kavod Shabbos, that's considered Haitzah Shabbos. But he too says a person shouldn't go overboard. And he says you should only buy things that if you're missing them, it'll be noticeable that they're missing. But just to buy extra, that isn't considered Haitzah Shabbos V'yontif. Ramosha, quoted by the River of Ephraim, says that buying clothing with covered yontif is also included in the Tzor Shabbos for yontif that we just explained. The halacha, furthermore, is v'tzorach la'angoy k'may b'Shabbos. You have to have you have to treat it like you treat on Shabbos. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch here says, "V'chayiv l'tzoyah shtei kikros, you have to bring lechem mishnah to the table. U'kvay kosuda alayayin, you have to buy wine, have wine by every meal. U'big de yontav yiyoyse toivim mishal Shabbos." The Shulchan Aruch goes on to say that the yontav clothing should even be more expensive than the Shabbos clothing. V'loy nagu boy lasasoy the shlishis. And the Shulchan Aruch says that we didn't make so the shlishis on yontif. Furthermore, the remark continues: "Ubiyontif ma'achron lover lebeisa knesses and yontif, we come late to shul or maharim lotzeis, and we come and we leave early, or because of lotzeis by mishum simchas yontif, or to fulfill simchas yontif." So there are a number of very important halachas that have to be discussed here. The Shulchan Aruch, as we just said, paskins that we don't make shal shudus on yontif. On the other hand, the Yaivitz says, and it seems from the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that the chiv sudus shal shudus on yontif, and I saw that the Miadim Vizmanim says that the Chazanish indeed ate shal shudus on yontif, and he even ate mlava malka on matzah yontif. On the other hand, the Maisa Rav quotes the Gra that he did not eat sudus shlishis on yontif, only on Akron shal Pesach, so he should have eat one more time matzah. I did see that there are other opinions that say that shal shudus is eaten on yontif, but Mamalk is not. Shalshudus, which shows that we're showing a chshivas for the yontif and we're having extra meals, so applies in yontif as Shabbos. Mamalk, which represents that we're escorting the Shabbos malkasa as it leaves us, is only by Shabbos and not in yontif. The Mishnah Berurah says that it said in Shulchan Aruch, V'chayev liftsoy al shtei kikros ulkvoy kosud al yayin, says the Mishnah Brura, that what you have to drink wine is aside from the wine that you're drinking for Kiddush. Rabbi Yashif disagrees. Rabbi Yashif says that if you drink enough wine when you make Kiddush, you can fulfill the obligation of Simchas Yontif with the drinking of that wine. Furthermore, says the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, V'gam mitzvah lechel basar. There's a mitzvah to eat meat on Yontif. So the Chavis Yor says you don't fulfill this obligation with chicken, with poultry. You have to eat meat. However, he does say, Mekomokim tzas simcha yesh gam babachilas basar oif. There is some simcha with poultry, not the same as animal meat. The Yad Ephraim, the Gilyon and Shas, say, and so does Rav Vozna Paskin, that you can't fulfill the obligation of eating meat with poultry. On the other hand, the Darki Tshuva, in Yerudei is Simen Pei Tes, Sif Kotten Yur Tes, quotes the Divrei Chaim, that says it has to be animal meat, and so too was the opinion of Rav Moshe, that it has to be strictly basar behema. Rabbi Yashiv says also, preferably you should eat basar behema, but if you can't eat basar behema, then you could eat basar oif, better than nothing. The halacha is, big day yontif, we're learning, has to be more expensive than the big day Shabbos. And there's a question in the Paiskim. What do you do when Erev Yontif is on Shabbos? And we're learning now in the Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to put on nicer clothing for Yontif. So the Chav Chaim says that you should not put on the big day Yontif on Shabbos at the end of the day, right before the end of Shabbos, Erev Yontif, because it looks like you're making for Shabbos to Yontif. You have to put them on earlier in the day and have in mind that you're putting on them on also L'Kvod Shabbos, or if you want, you have to wait until it's actually Yontif. But I saw that Reb Chaim Kanievsky quotes his father, the Stipler, that when you have a Shabbos Erev Yontif, you should put on the big day Yontif on Erev Shabbos. Because if you could only put on the big day Yontif on Yontif or on Shabbos afternoon, but not at the beginning of Shabbos, you're being mezalzel in the Simchas Yontif, and you're being mezalzel in Shabbos, and of course, one is not allowed to be mezalzel in Shabbos. We said the halacha is that you have to eat two meals on Yontif, and says the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Yud Gimel, V'mloy ochel b'leil Yontif, if somebody didn't eat on Leil Yontif, Yorchel b'yoyim shnei pomim, he should eat twice during the day, V'yach v'kaddish b'kah shachris, and such an individual should make by shachris the long kiddush, with the long version of kiddush, which is made by night, as is the halacha on Shabbos. The Paiskim say that the main time we fulfill mitzvahs Simchas Yontif is by the Sudas Hayoyim, but one should be careful to eat meat, as we discussed, and drink wine. You should eat at night as well. I saw that Reb Chaim, that the Stipler held that you not only should you drink wine at night, but just like you're supposed to drink a revius to fulfill the mitzvah, so too are you, you have to drink Revius at night. Where is this very relevant? All of this is very relevant that if one didn't say Yalla V'yavoy, must he repeat the Yalla V'yavoy? So, if we're saying that the mitzvah Simchas Yontif, that you have to eat on Yontif, is a mitzvah, so therefore, if you didn't say Yalla V'yavoy, you have to repeat it because you have to eat. Which really is connected to a much more fundamental question. And that is, to fulfill the mitzvah Yontif, do you have to eat bread? Taisus in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chav Zayin Amun Aleph, says that you could eat meat and fruit, and you could be mekayim with that the obligation of Chetz Yilechem. And he brings a very nice raya, because the halacha is that on Sukkot, only on the first night of Sukkot are you obligated to eat in the Sukkah. Now, if the halacha is that you have to eat bread by every meal on Yontif, so then what does the Gemara say? That we only have an obligation to eat in the Sukkah the first night. During the entire Yontif of Sukkot, one has to eat bread. If one eats bread, he has to eat it in the Sukkah. So why does the Gemara say that we only have to eat in the Sukkah the first night? Shouldn't this be a raya that we have to eat every meal in the Sukkah? It must be that in order to fulfill the mitzvah Simchas Yontif, we could fulfill it even if we didn't eat the first night, even if we didn't eat bread. And therefore, that's what the Gemara Masechta Sukkah is teaching us. On the first night, there's a chiv to eat bread, and that's why it must be eaten in the Sukkah. On the other days, you don't have to eat bread, and therefore you don't have to eat in the Sukkah. So Taraya says Taisvis that you don't have to eat bread to fulfill mitzvah Simchas Yontif. And therefore, according to Taisvis, the Gemara Masechta Brachos that says that if you didn't say Yalla V'yavoy on Yontif, you have to repeat the branching, is only referring to the first night of Sukkot, which we're learning now, Taisus teaches us, has a special din that you have to eat bread in the Sukkot the first night, or on the first night of Pesach, where you have an obligation to eat matzah, out of the mitzvah's matzah. But the rest of Yontif, according to Taisus, since you could fulfill the mitzvah Simchas Yontif without eating bread, so you therefore don't have a chiv to bench, and if you miss Yalla V'yavoy, you wouldn't have to repeat the benching. Just like the halacha is that whenever you don't have Chol HaMoed, on Rosh Chodesh, if you forgot Yalla V'yavoy, you don't repeat the benching. However, Taisus in Masechta Brachos, the Mem Tes Amud Beis, the very mask Ochel, the Rosh, say that on Yontif you have to eat bread. What are we going to do with this Gemara? And therefore, according to them, any time on Yontif, if you didn't say Yal V'yavoy, you have to say over the benching. What it says in Sukta Sukkah, that only on the first night you have to eat bread, that is for a different reel altogether. That's not a Hilchus Yontif de Gedin. That's a Hilchus Sukkah din. And it's very well understood. On the first night of Sukkot, let's say it's raining, and you eat your meal indoors. So the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, you are fulfilled. You ate. But there's a new mitzvah of eating in the Sukkah. That mitzvah you didn't fulfill. And that's why the Gemara says there, you have to wait till it stops to rain and go out and eat. And even if you ate, go out and eat again. Why do you have to go out and eat again? Because you have a mitzvah of Sukkah. On the rest of Yontif Sukkot, let's say you come home on Yontif, the first day, you come home from Shul Chas V'Sholom, and it's raining. So you eat indoors.
Of course you have to eat, and of course you have to eat bread because you have a chiv of Simchas Yontov. But now there is no chiv of Sukkah, and therefore, if you go out and it's not, even if it stops raining, you don't have to go out to eat in the Sukkah. But that doesn't mean you don't have a chiv to eat bread for the mitzvah of Simchas Yontov, and that is the halacha indeed, that we eat bread, by all the meals on Yontov, because there's a chiv of mitzvahs Simchas Yontov.